Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, August 4th, 2025, and we have a great mix of legal headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Civil defense law firm reaffirms commitment to serving clients in Southern California with newly signed lease in LA area. Bihar Gibbs Savage Paulson LLP has reaffirmed its commitment to serving clients in Southern California by signing a new lease in the LA area. The law firm, known for its innovative and client-focused approach to civil defense litigation, has secured a two-floor, 35,754-square-foot office space at 1WTC in Long Beach. With offices in various locations across California, the firm continues to evolve and deliver positive outcomes for its clients. JLL represented Bihar Gibbs Savage Paulson LLP in the lease, highlighting the ongoing growth and investment in the legal sector in Southern California. The firm's move to Long Beach reflects its strategic positioning to attract talent and facilitate commerce in the region. Zoma Royalty enters into agreement to acquire Lava Therapeutics for between $0.06 and $1.24 per share in cash, plus a contingent value right. Exoma Royalty Corporation and Lava Therapeutics NV have entered a definitive share purchase agreement, where Exoma Royalty will acquire Lava for between $1.06 and $1.24 per share in cash, plus a contingent value right. The transaction includes a non-transferable contingent value right per share, representing the right to receive 75% of the net proceeds related to Lava's partnered assets, and any net proceeds from out-licensing or sale of unpartnered programs. The purchase agreement was the result of a strategic review process to maximize shareholder value. Lava's board of directors has unanimously approved the transaction, recommending that shareholders support the offer. Soma Royalty will commence a tender offer by August 15, 2025, to acquire all outstanding shares of Lava common stock, with the closing expected in the fourth quarter of 2025.
Nachawadi Law Group opens antitrust practice. Nachawadi Law Group, a nationwide plaintiffs firm based in Dallas, TX, has launched a new antitrust practice led by DOJ antitrust veteran Michael Cades. The practice aims to help governments enforce antitrust laws against corporate actors harming free markets. With experienced attorneys like Jeff Dan Herrera and Brian Moore on board, the firm is dedicated to fighting corporate injustices. This new practice complements the firm's existing public entity litigation division, providing a one-stop shop for governmental entities to protect citizens from corporate wrongdoers. Cades brings a wealth of experience from the DOJ, while Herrera and Moore add their expertise in antitrust enforcement. Nachawadi Law Group continues to deliver trustworthy representation as they expand their antitrust practice group. Investor News breaks: Quantum Biopharma Litidad and XTN QNTM opposes motion to dismiss in $700 million market manipulation lawsuit. Quantum Biopharma QNTM has filed a memorandum of law opposing a joint motion to dismiss submitted by CIBC World Markets and RBC Dominion Securities in U.S. District Court. The filing responds to a June motion to dismiss Quantum's amended complaint, which alleges that the defendants and others engaged in market manipulation through spoofing between January 1, 2020 and August 15, 2024, violating federal securities laws. Quantum seeks more than $700 million in damages. The case is being pursued on a contingency basis by Christian Attar and Friedman Norman Friedland LLP, who allege the defendants spoofed the market hundreds of times, artificially depressing Quantum stock, which once traded above $460 per share. The company believes additional banks or brokers may be involved and remains open to a potential resolution.
$3 million verdict in child sexual abuse case against former Margate City lifeguard. Following a 5-day trial, an Atlantic County civil jury has awarded a $3 million verdict in a child sexual abuse case against former Margate City lifeguard Stephen Allen Chasins. The verdict includes $1.75 million in compensatory damages and $1.25 million in punitive damages. The victim, Rachel Neufeld Del Rossi, presented evidence that she was groomed and sexually assaulted by Chasins as a 15-year-old in 1979, with the abuse continuing for 4 years. Chasins denied the allegations, but the jury found him responsible for sexual battery and other offenses. Attorney Jeffrey Fritz of Soloff & Zervanos represented Ms. Del Rossi, who expressed relief and gratitude for the verdict. The case was pursued under the Child Victims Act, allowing survivors to seek justice even after years or decades. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.